Hello, Boulder and the wider world. This is Philip Ogren from the Sharing Boulder podcast. In the first episode, I explicitly did not promise that we would never wander from subject to subject and free associate and pontificate about whatever pops into our brilliant minds. In this Sharing Boulder extra, I faithfully stand by my word and fulfill this non-promise by letting my mind wander in juxtaposition with video footage of myself engaged in hyper-focused creative activity. I am excited to announce that I am sewing a quilt. I would not say that I'm a particularly skilled quilter, but it's something that I find to be relaxing and rewarding, and it is a great way to stay busy while listening to podcasts, which is an activity I can never get enough of. This time I listened to a recent episode of a podcast called Livable City by Jim Hodapp, and learned about the wonderful urban planning currently unfolding in cities that I would love to visit someday, such as Vancouver and Helsinki. The most recent episode was from August of 2020. The podcast had a 25-episode run spread out over a single year, a sobering reminder of the existential fragility of a niche podcast. I followed that up with episode 444 of 99% Invisible, which covered the marvelous technology of flush toilets and the life-improving infrastructure of modern city sewer systems. At the end of the show, the host, Roman Mars, spends what seems like about a minute reading all the names of all the people who contributed to producing the show. And I imagined what it would be like reading all those names of all those people who helped make the show possible. I just can't imagine ever getting tired of reading all of those names if I ever had a full staff working for me. I would have a lump in my throat and wipe a tear from my eye each and every time. I wonder if Roman Mars has a security detail. Anyways, if you are listening to this as an audio-only podcast, then you will have to imagine a time-lapse video of me cleaning up my workbench, getting out fabric and my sewing machine, and cutting, sorting, ironing, and assembling squares for the first few rows of the quilt. If you are on YouTube watching this, then I hope my hyperspeed use of the fabric cutter isn't making you nervous. No fingers were lost on the making of this video. The plan is to auction the quilt as a fundraiser for Sharing Boulder. It would be nice if we could recoup our modest expenses for putting this podcast together, in addition to my extravagant purchase of pre-cut denim and brightly colored fat quarters. I would be happy if the quilt sold for a few hundred dollars, but I've never auctioned a quilt before, so I don't know what to expect. But even for a one-of-a-kind, real-life, physical quilt that was lovingly but ruggedly handmade with double stitching throughout, something that's warm and soft that you can snuggle under, but also built to last. Well, I guess I shouldn't expect a fortune for that. So I suspect that the opening minimum bid will be $200 or $300, and we will see what happens from there. But here's where it gets interesting. I am also going to take some high quality professional digital photographs, choose the best one, and convert it into a non-fungible token using the latest blockchain technology to create something of real, lasting value. And of course, I'm going to auction that too. I think it is safe to assume that the auction price of a priceless, once-in-a-lifetime digital piece like this one will bring in a 6- or 7-digit sale price. So just to make it interesting and to give some fleeting hope to the upper middle class, I will probably start the bidding at around $20,000 or so. I hope you enjoy following along with me as I make this quilt. Please share and subscribe, and I will see you next time. This Sharing Boulder Extra was produced by Philip Ogren. The music was sampled from Oslodom by Gilberto Gil and is available for use under the Creative Commons Sampling Plus license.